ですとか、
Do you have any figures for the full year?
成功度は、
as well as the number of subscribers for 3G, you expect, which I think would be a good yardstick to figure if you are successful in 3G or not.
We do not issue forecasts ahead of the time for customer numbers. However, let me tell you that later today in London, our chief executive, Arun Sarin, will announce that we expect that by March 06, be very, very specific, March 06, the Vodafone Group as a whole, so that is not Vodafone KK, this is the whole of the Vodafone Group, would expect to have of the order of 10 million 3G customers worldwide.
ですね、ハツソンワンコアとかですね、あるいはオレンジとかですね、まあ、海外の 3G やったりとかです
ね、端末に LG であった
り、サムスンであったり、
サムスンのターミナルは使われていますが、なぜコリアンマニファクチャーズSeem to be making terminals overseas. Why is it that you don't have a Korean manufacturer in Vodafone, and do you have plans to have them participate in the future?
The Vodafone Group has a portfolio of 3G terminals, which we have released globally, which includes manufacturers from Japan, of course from China, from Korea, and the various European and American manufacturers.Each company in the Vodafone Group selects terminals from this list which we believe are appropriate to the individual marketplaces. So while there are manufacturers from Korea that are part of the global portfolio, at this time we have not chosen to release those terminals into the Japanese market.
それは、韓国の端末は日本のメーカーを日本で使用にマッチしないという。
Korean terminals do not match the Japanese market.
No, it's simply a decision that we have taken at the moment that the terminals that we have selected we believe will be more appropriate at this time.
ジャーナリストの神尾です。
神尾、
パケットフリーについて質問したいんですけども、今回
は
パケット料金の定額制という形で始めますけれども、実際現在ですね、ボーダフォン KK のデータ通信ユーザーの何パーセント程度がですね、パケット料金契約するというふうに予想されていますでしょうか。また、パケット料金導入後のアップルの影響について、気になりますと教えていただけますでしょうか。
We do not issue forecasts at any time of the breakdown of our customers on individual tariff plans or individual offers. So I'm sorry, that information is just something we don't release to the market.
朝日新聞の東と申しますが、
プリペイド携帯なんですけれども、
この中間期での売り上げというのは、プリペイド携帯による売り上げは、どのぐらいで、その前年と比べてどのぐらいだったのか、今その、与党サイドですが、プリペイドの販売の禁止法案が、検討が進んでいるんですが、これが実現に至った場合への販売のその、業績への影響というのはどのようになりますか。
Firstly, the current percentage of prepaid customers of our total customer base is about 11%. That is an increase from the previous year. Let me then talk about the issue that you are referring to within the government circles. Let me start by making a couple of comments on prepaid.First of all, prepaid is a fundamental customer benefit. This gives customers the opportunity to absolutely control their spending on mobile phones, and more particularly, they do not pay a monthly subscription. And it is precisely because of this advantage to customers that in the world today, 53% of all customers.For mobile companies are prepaid customers. So I think it's really important for us to start by understanding that prepaid is a customer proposition which is valued by many, many customers around the world. The issue of criminal abuse of prepaid relates to the fact that the customer's identity within the existing prepaid offering is anonymous. In other words, we don't know who the customer is. And criminals have been using this together with fraudulent bank accounts to perpetrate fraud. We want to state very clearly that we are very focused in removing this criminal activity. Vodafone is working very closely with the Somoshu and with the politicians here in Japan to work out a system where we can remove the anonymity of the user of the prepaid phone. This is not new to us. We have systems that we have used in other countries of the world very successfully. And what it relates to is being able to obtain the customer information at the time of purchase and then not activating the mobile phone until we have been able to check that identity. We are confident in the debate with the Somoshu and the government that everybody recognizes that prepaid is a very important customer benefit and that together we will solve the problem of criminal abuse, and therefore we expect to see an increasing number of prepaid customers here in Japan, exactly as we have seen them everywhere else in the world.
I'm Jenny Walker from the Wall Street Journal. Just to clarify along the lines of this, the prepaid phones, you said this is not new to you. So have you had this kind of problem, the kind of criminal behavior that's being reported in Japan? Has Vodafone seen this in many other countries, or is this a uniquely Japan problem?
The problem that we are experiencing in Japan at the moment is uniquely Japanese. But criminals in other countries have abused the anonymity factor in other instances. So it's actually the ability to remove the anonymity that actually simply prevents the use of prepaid where the criminal can be advantaged in that manner.
Well, my name is Aiko Khan from Bloomberg News. You said that you are very happy of the succession of Mr. Tsuda next month. What specifically are your expectations of his role in the company, and especially regarding your push behind your 3G unit?
Well, Tsuda-san, I think, is very well known to everybody in Japan as being one of the outstanding leaders of the mobile industry. We expect that he will be able to lead our company here in Japan from the basis of his deep insights into this marketplace and his understanding of the Japanese economy. We obviously will support Tsuda-san with the necessary resources, but we are confident that after the months that he has spent understanding the Vodafone Group strategy and understanding all aspects of our business, that he will lead our business into the future in a sustainably more competitive manner.
Regarding 3G strategy, I'm interested about your announcement on terminals and services. And I have a feeling that it's very similar to other competition. You have, of course, Packet Free and Long Chaku Uta, which is slightly different from others, Longer Chaku Uta. But Docomo, AU, they have movement toward 3G, so they probably will follow suit in terms of services. So in that, how do you think you can have a better picture? Of course, you were late in moving into 3G.
Well, I think you have raised a very important point, and that is that competition never ever stops. So that we will make certain advances now, our competitors will obviously react, and frankly, we will have to react again, and we will. I think that is the essence of the market-based competition. So I would expect that the terminals that we are currently working on for next spring and next autumn next winter season, which we are currently working on today, will obviously have to have additional features, and we will need to constantly bring new services to our customers that they particularly want at that moment in time. So, what has changed fundamentally and will change in this period of time has been that up until now we have not had a competitive portfolio of terminals. Now we will have, and it is our intention to constantly improve this portfolio.
Nikkei Communications, Ebitani is my name. Dr. Clark, I have a question.
Now,
currently, in the seller market in Japan, Wine Access and SoftBank is showing their interest in entering the market, and Somsho is looking into that at the moment. Now, Dr. Clark, when you consider the telecommunications mobile market, do you think that we are in a sufficient competitive state, or do you think that we are in a position where we should promote new entries to the market? What is your recognition and understanding in your views?
Well, the first thing that I would draw everybody's attention to is that actually, in the Japanese marketplace, I think we have had a very interesting and actually a very sophisticated regulatory system. Because what has happened is that if you look where we are today, we have three major carriers. These are all quality companies that are well financed, and all of these companies have built competing 3G infrastructures. We have three fundamentally different standards, and we have intense competition for customers. At the same time, the industry is able to sustain a very high level of innovation. I don't just mean within the mobile carriers. If you look today at how the Japanese manufacturing industry, and particularly the consumer electronics industry, has benefited from this market structure, then I believe that the Japanese regulatory system at this moment has actually sustained the consumer electronics manufacturing industry and positioned it very favorably internationally. So if you look back at the GSM world, when Japan was on the PDC standard, excuse me, Japanese vendors of consumer electronic products, terminals, were practically unknown in Europe and the United States of America. This time, in wideband CDMA, that will be very different. We confidently expect the Japanese manufacturers to play a very significant role. So the question ultimately is, what lies ahead? Well, first of all, if you look at the spectrum allocations, the new services that we all offer are very spectrum hungry. Vodafone needs significantly more spectrum than it has today. If you have a large number of new entrants coming into this marketplace, we will certainly see problems in terms of the availability of spectrum. We will definitely see subcritical investment in infrastructure, because these companies simply will not be able to sustain that level of investment. And I believe that the level of innovation that we have seen in the surrounding industries in Japan will be negatively impacted, because simply the premiums in this marketplace will no longer be payable and the development funding will not be available. I think, therefore, that this is a very complex debate. All too often it is reduced to a set of fairly simplistic slogans by people seeking entry. And I think that one has to be very wise in the time ahead. So those are the comments I would make.